Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 22.
House come to order. Members will take their seats. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative John. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Good morning, Representative John.
Let us pray. Lord, we ask your blessings upon this gathering today and this body, on our speaker, and all the House members. We ask that we've given your guidance to make the best decisions possible on the matters that come before us that affects all citizens of North Carolina and the future of our state. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 3rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for March 3rd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is so approved. Introductions, bills, and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Faircloth, McNeil, Carson Smith, and Green, House Bill 203, extend deadline for police telecommunicators.
Judiciary 2, favorable rules.
Representative Hunter, House Bill 204, Hartford County occupancy tax.
Local government, favorable finance, favorable rules.
Representatives Davis, White, Hastings, and Hurley, House Bill 205, abuse and neglect of resources in public schools.
Families, children, and aging policy, if favorable. Education, K-12, if favorable rules.
Representative Winslow, House Bill 206, Lewisburg Economic Development Initiative.
Energy and public utilities, if favorable local government, if favorable rules.
Representative Winslow, House Bill 207, Bailey Sewer Improvement Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Cleveland, Setzer, Howard, and Faircloth, House Bill 208, eliminate session of clean risk facility.
Insurance, if favorable transportation, if favorable rules.
Representatives Kristen Baker, Lambeth, White, and Sasser, House Bill 209, support statewide telepsychiatry program.
Appropriations, if favorable rules.
Representatives Morey, Abe Jones, Autry, and Harrison, House Bill 210, restrict cash bail for certain misdemeanors.
Rules.
Representative Moffitt, Setzer, Mills, and Zinger, House Bill 211, reopen bars and restaurants.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, alcohol beverage control, if favorable rules.
Representative Stevens, Blackwell, and White, House Bill 212, social services reform.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, families, children, and aging, if favorable rules.
Representatives Hurley, McNeil, Carter, and Carson Smith, House Bill 213, Kelsey Smith Act.
Judiciary 3, if favorable rules.
Representatives Quick, Candy Smith, Logan, and Pierce, House Bill 214, grant program for reduced COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy.
Appropriation, if favorable rules.
Representatives Clemens, Faircloth, Harster, and Brockman, House Bill 215, early childhood data, Pallet, Guilford.
Appropriations of favorable rules.
Representatives Clemens, Hardister, Quick, Faircloth, House Bill 216, NCANT State University Agriculture Doctoral Funds.
Appropriations of favorable rules.
Representatives Arp, Brendan Jones, Zoka, Winslow, House Bill 217, Utilities Commission Technical and Additional Charge Changes.
Finance, a favorable. Energy and public utilities, a favorable rules.
Representative Zinger, House Bill 218, streamline permit redevelopment and property.
Judiciary 1, a favorable local government land use planning and development, a favorable rules.
Representative Arp, Paré, Zoka, and Watford, House Bill 219, amend water sewer rate adjustment mechanisms.
Energy and public utilities, a favorable rules.
Representatives Arp, Miller, Sane, and Zoka, House Bill 220, assuring choice of energy services.
Energy and Public Utilities of Favorable Commerce of Favorable Rules. Members, we are about to go into recess subject to the standard stipulations in Rule 15.1 until 1:30 this afternoon. Any notices or announcements? If not, the chair is going to declare the House stands in recess subject to the standard stipulations until 1:30 this afternoon.
Representatives Bradford, Howard, Setzer, Zoka, Kidwell, and Ray are recognized to send forth a Finance Committee report, House Bill 19. Norwood, remove cap on satellite annexations, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 19 will be re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 50, Calypso Annexation, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 50B will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 24, Stanley, remove satellite annexation cap, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to original bill and re-referred. Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 24, re-referred to rules. House Bill 73, temporarily waive ABC permit renewal fees, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to original bill and re-referred. Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 73, re-referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Hurley is recognized to send forth the Education Community Colleges report, House Bill 81, In-State Tuition Pilot Program, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 81 will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Brody is recognized to send forth the Local Government Land Use Planning and Development Committee report. House Bill 110, Increase Building Permit Exemption Threshold, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 110, the serial referral to Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House is stricken, and that committee substitute for 110 is re-referred to the Committee on Finance, if favorable to the Committee on Rules, Calendar and Operations of the House. House Bill 139, Soil Scientist On-Site Wastewater Certification Board. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 139, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The House will come back to order. Members, if I could have your attention, please, a couple of announcements. First off, administratively, I believe Representative Adcock is going to be standing in for Representative Reeves as the acting minority leader, so Representative Adcock will be recognized to announce those votes at the appropriate time for the Democratic members. Would also call for special messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate, House Bill 196, Senate Committee Substitute, 6th Edition. A bill to be entitled an act to make modifications to COVID-19 relief legislation, and provide additional appropriations for the expenditures of federal COVID-19 pandemic relief funds.
Calendar for today. Members, an announcement the chair regrets to make. Representative Fisher's mother passed away unexpectedly today, so please remember her and her family in your thoughts and prayers. Her mother's name is Penelope Carskadden, and we're told that the arrangements are pending. I knew the members would want to know that. Representative Hall is recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 19, Norwood, Remove Cap Satellite Annexation, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 73, Temporarily Waive ABC Permit Renewal Fees, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 81, In-State Tuition Pilot Program, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 121, Clarify EQIP Funding Requirements, favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 139, Soil Scientist On-Site Wastewater Certificate Board, favorable.
Calendar for today. So members, those bills have been added to the calendar that came out of the Rules Committee today. Also, the chair is informed, I believe Representative Howard has House Bill 107, that lady is requesting that not be taken up today. Is that correct? And the chair will direct that that be removed from today's calendar and be placed in 36B status. Mr. Clark. House Bill 27, the clerk will read.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 27, a bill to be entitled, an act to ensure that all magistrates receive the education necessary to perform their jobs. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very simple, pun on words, catch me, bill to require the magistrates of the courts to have 12 hours, 1 hour per month, of in-service training, and this bill comes to us from the Western North Carolina DWI Task Force. It passed through committee in J3 with bipartisan support from Representative Butlers and Brown, and I would ask for your support with this, so I'll entertain any questions.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 27 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the majority leader is Representative Adcock, is the lady ready on the Democratic proxy votes?
I am.
Representative Adcock is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. All of these votes are aye. Alexander, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Butler, Carney, Cooper Suggs, Cunningham, Graham, Harrison, Hawkins, Insko, Lofton, Lucas, Meyer, Pierce, Richardson, Candy Smith, Terry, and Turner.
Thank you.
Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Blackwell, aye. Representative Bowles, aye. Representative Lambeth, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Stevens, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 27 passes second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 27 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 27 having passed third reading, ordered sent to the Senate by a special messenger. House Bill 196, corporate read.
Representatives Faircloth, Bumgardner, Kyle Hall, and Strickland, House Bill 196, a bill to be entitled an act to make modifications to the COVID-19 relief legislation and provide additional appropriations for the expenditures of federal COVID-19 pandemic relief funds. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
I believe this was a bill that Representative Lambeth, Representative Arps, the gentleman going to handle this. Representative Arps recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to concur in the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 196.
The gentleman has moved that the House concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 196, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Senate created two changes for what we sent over there. None of them are substantive policy changes. One was an amendment that clarifies that the broadband dollars are not spent in the RDOF designated area, so we don't have an overlap of funds. And the other one it did not extend a date regarding an extension from the end of this year to the end of next year. And those were the only two changes. And so with that, I'll stand for questions, but I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 196. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Blackwell, aye. Representative Bowles, aye. Representative Lambeth, aye. Representative Stevens, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Adcock, the House Minority Whip, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf, and they are all in the affirmative: Alexander, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Butler, Carney, Cooper Suggs, Cunningham, Graham, Harrison, Hawkins, Insko, Lofton, Lucas, Meyer, Pierce, Richardson, Kay Smith, Terry, and Turner.
Clerk will lock the machine to record the vote. 117 having voted the affirmative and none of the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 196. Bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor by a special messenger. House Bill 119, clerk will read.
Representative Sasser and Moss, House Bill 19, a bill to be entitled an act removing cap on satellite annexation for the town of Norwood. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
The gentleman from Stanley, Representative Sasser, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
House Bill 19 would add the town of Norwood to lists of municipalities exempted from the 10% area cap on voluntary satellite annexation. I stand for questions and ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 19 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Blackwell, aye. Representative Bowles, aye. Representative Lambeth, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Stevens, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Adcock, the Deputy House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf, and they're all in the affirmative. Alexander, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Butler, Carney, Cooper Suggs, Cunningham, Graham, Harrison, Hawkins, Insko, Lofton, Lucas, Meyer, Pierce, Richardson, Kay Smith, Terry, and Turner.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 19 passes its second reading and remains on the calendar. House Bill 73, the clerk will read.
Representative Moffitt, Lambeth, Goodwin, and Winslow, House Bill 73, a bill to maintain an act to waive certain ABC permit renewal and registration fees due to May 1st, 2021, and for the period of covering May 1st, 2021 through April 30th, 2022, to waive the certain deferred permit fees. General Assembly, North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Henderson, Representative Moffitt, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, in an ongoing effort to continue providing relief to our ABC permit holders, House Bill 73 really has three main components. We identified the 13 types of permits that were most affected by the pandemic and the subsequent issued executive orders. We are waiving their fees for the 21-22 ABC permit year while keeping their permits active. Section 2 of the bill allows anyone who has prepaid those fees for the 21-22 year to seek a refund. And in consultation with my other primary sponsors, Representative Lambeth, Goodwin, and Winslow, we have concluded that House Bill 4, which we recently adopted, had a certain permit holders that were eligible for a deferment once those executive orders were removed. Since we're rapidly approaching a renewal year, we decided to fold those deferments into this bill, and they will not be required to pay or repay their fees. The savings that this bill represents is around $16 million for our permit holders. I guess another way to look at it is it will cost our general fund the same $16 million. I'm prepared to answer any questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 73 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Blackwell, aye. Representative Bowles, aye. Representative Lambeth, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Stevens, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Adcock, the Deputy House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the Democratic proxy votes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. They're all in the affirmative. Alexander, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Butler, Carney, Cooper Suggs, Cunningham, Graham, Harrison, Hawkins, Insko, Lofton, Lucas, Meyer, Pierce, Richardson, K. Smith, Terry, and Turner.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 73 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly, no climbing in.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 73 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 73 having passed third reading, order sent to the Senate by a special messenger. House Bill 81, the clerk will read.
Representative Gillespie, House Bill 81, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the State Board of Community Colleges to implement an in-state tuition pilot program for residents of certain Georgia counties. Gentlemen, no climbing that.
Gentleman from Macon, Representative Gillespie, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is a pilot program for Tri-County Community Colleges located in Cherokee, North Carolina. This includes Fannin, Rayburn, Towns, and Union counties in Georgia. Again, this is a pilot program that will be good through 2025 academic year. Most importantly, one of the most important things, this bill requires reporting back so that at the end of that time period, we can look to see if that is working for everyone in the state. I stand to answer questions and ask for your support.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Hurtado, rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was heartened to see this bill come before us today to really think about innovative ways to increase enrollment among our community colleges. I think, especially in the midst of a pandemic, it is incredibly important to be thinking about how we keep our community colleges healthy and thriving. But one concern that I want to voice is that we're giving Georgia students preference over North Carolinian students that have lived and grown up in North Carolina and don't have the same opportunity when it comes to out-of-state tuition. I'm very much prepared to vote in favor of the bill, but I hope that in the future we can come together to think about how DACA recipients or immigrant youth that have grown up in North Carolina, work in North Carolina, and pay taxes in North Carolina also have the same opportunity.
Further discussion, further debate? Representative Gillespie, does the gentleman wish to debate the bill a second time?
Yes, do, sir.
The gentleman has the floor.
This bill also includes language that prevents the displacement of any North Carolina student and allows them to not be replaced by a Georgia student. So once the slots are all filled with North Carolina students, then we would take Georgia students. That's a great point. I appreciate the question.
For what purpose, gentleman from Alamance, Representative Hurtado, rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you for the clarification. The point of my comment was around DACA recipients who don't currently qualify for in-state tuition unless they are sponsored by an employer. And so right now, for DACA recipients to qualify for in-state tuition, they have to get the sponsorship of an employer to qualify for the same benefit that perhaps Georgia students will. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, rise.
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Representative Gillespie, does the gentleman yield to a question?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Are we getting reciprocity from the state of Georgia on this?
Thank you for that question. That's a great question. I should have brought that point up earlier. Yes, sir, we are.
Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House. Passage of House Bill 81 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Blackwell, aye. Representative Bowles, aye. Representative Lambeth, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Stevens, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Adcock, the Deputy House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf, and they are all in the affirmative. Alexander, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Butler, Carney, Cooper Suggs, Cunningham, Graham, Harrison, Hawkins, Insko, Lofton, Lucas, Meyer, Pierce, Richardson, Kay Smith, Terry, and Turner.
Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 81 passes second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 81 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 81 having passed third reading, ordered sent to the Senate. House Bill 121, the clerk will read.
Representative Kyle Hall, House Bill 121, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify funding for certain water resources projects under the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Stokes, Representative Hall, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is purely a clarifying bill. Last year, the General Assembly appropriated money for this federal program for EQIP. This new language here is language that should have been used last year, wasn't, and so it just simply clarifies that. I know of no opposition. DEQ, I've worked with them to address some of their concerns, and their concerns have been addressed. So, again, no opposition to this bill, and I'd ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate. For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Representative Hall, gentlemen yield.
I yield.
He yields.
Thank you. Representative Hall, I noticed, I mean, it may be a technical correction, but in this, EQIP is not required to have any local matching funds and is exempt from three other sections of Section 31. Can you explain?
So the Section 31, I'm not completely familiar with, but this is the language that EQIP has used for years. So there's nothing new here. It's just last year, bill drafting inadvertently used old language from many years ago.
Follow up.
Gentleman yield to additional question?
Yes.
He yields.
Anything about the no requirement for matching funds with EQIP on this?
That's not new either. That was the old language as well. Again, there's nothing new.
May I speak on the bill?
Lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you. Members, I think this is more than a technical correction. And we used to have what we called the Program Evaluation Division. Sorry, it's gone because they wrote a report in March of 2019 on EQIP and found that there was kind of scathing abuses, that there was duplication of funds and grant applications, and gave them a very, very poor performance. So I think for us to pass this bill, not only to give them no local matching requirements and exempt them from three sections of what we don't even know what it is giving them too much leeway for poor performance in the past. I will vote against it. Thank you.
For what purpose the gentleman for Stokes, Representative Hall, rise?
Speak a second time.
The gentleman has forward debate the bill. Second time.
In regards to the PED study, that Representative Morey is correct on that, and that has been addressed. Of the millions of dollars that went out through the program, they found a discrepancy of about $20,000, and again, that's been addressed. And so I ask for your support of this bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 121 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Blackwell, aye. Representative Bowles, aye. Representative Lambeth, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Stevens, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Adcock is recognized, Deputy House Minority Leader, to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Alexander, no. Autry, no. Belk, no. Brockman, yes. Butler, no. Carney, aye. Cooper Suggs, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, no. Hawkins, no. Insko, no. Lofton, aye. Lucas, aye. Meyer, aye. Pierce, aye. Richardson, aye. K. Smith, no. Terry, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 92 having voted in the affirmative and 24 in the negative. House Bill 121 passes second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 121 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 121 having passed third reading, ordered sent to the Senate. House Bill 139, the clerk will read.
Representative Brody, House Bill 139. A bill to be entitled an act to add licensed soil scientists to the on-state wastewater contractors inspectors certification board. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this will actually do what the title said, is add a soil scientist, licensed soil scientist, to the on-site wastewater contractors inspectors certification board. Ask your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question before the House. Passage of House Bill 139 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Blackwell, aye. Representative Bowles, aye. Representative Lambeth, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Representative Stevens, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Kidwell, gentlemen wish to vote on the bill? Representative Adcock, the Deputy House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf, and they are all in the affirmative. Alexander, Autry, Belk, Brockman, Butler, Carney, Cooper Suggs, Cunningham, Graham, Harrison, Hawkins, Insko, Lofton, Lucas, Meyer, Pierce, Richardson, K. Smith, Terry, and Turner.
Clerk Lock Machine record the vote. 116 having voted in the affirmative, 1 the negative. House Bill 139 passes second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Martin's gentleman wish to change his vote on that prior vote.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, thank you.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on the previous vote. Clerk will so note. Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 139 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 139, having passed third reading, ordered sent to the Senate. Members, for your planning purposes, we're just looking to see what time we'll have a voting session on Tuesday. Monday's session is going to, it looks like it will be a no vote session at this point, but we will have votes on Tuesday, and we're looking at an early afternoon session for Tuesday. So if members will stand by just a moment, we're gonna look at that. Members, for scheduling next week, Monday night session will be at 7, but there will be no votes at that time. And actually, we may revise that time just a moment on that. And Tuesday's session will be at noon. Tuesday's session will be at noon to dispose of bills. That way, it does not appear that that will interrupt any of the committee meetings that are already scheduled for that same day. So that'll be the order of business on Tuesday. Chair's going to set Monday evening's no vote session at 5 p.m., Mr. Corp. So members, for your planning purposes, Monday night session will be, there will be no votes Monday evening. Despite the request from Representative Ball, we're not going to have session tomorrow. Or Saturday for that matter. Tuesday there will be votes. There'll be session at noon. In that same vein, Mr. Clerk, members of the chair directs the House Bill 19. That was the Norwood cap on satellite annexations. That bill would otherwise have its third reading on Monday. The chair is going to direct that that bill be calendared for Tuesday. Representative Howard, the chair can go ahead and calendar your bill for Tuesday as well, but you can contact us and let us know if you want that done. To be determined. All right. Representative Bell, gentlemen, have an announcement. Gentlemen's recognized.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Republican caucus for Monday at 5:30 has been canceled, so we'll not have caucus on Monday, but look for your email as the week moves on. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Arp, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Members of the Energy and Public Utility Committee, we notice a meeting for 3 p.m. on Tuesday the 9th.
Notices and announcements. For what purpose, gentlemen from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
I just want to go ahead and notify the people, the members of the Pensions Committee, that I intend to notice a pensions meeting next Tuesday at 2:00, watch your emails for notification of the room number. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker. Today I just want to announce the birthday of who I consider to be the best LA in the building, Miss Joy Albright. So if you see her, wish her a happy birthday.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Stokes, Representative Hall, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
On Friday, I missed it, but it was my seatmate's 39th birthday. So if you could join me in wishing Representative Larry Yarborough a happy birthday.
Representative Hall, I didn't know he could have already been like a 10-year member of AARP at 39. He must have had some special connections or something. Happy birthday. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none. The gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, March 8th at 5 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, March 8th at 5 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 107, short title DES COVID Modifications and Technical Corrections. That bill is withdrawn from the calendar 36B and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House.
Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor, House Bill 196, an act to make modifications to COVID-19 relief legislation and provide additional appropriation for the expenditure of federal COVID-19 pandemic relief funds.
Chapter bills will be noted.